Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pollster Steve Greenberg joining us live. And Steve, on impeachment, as these hearings go on, our last guest just said to us that it's helping President Trump. Does your poll show that?
Well, this poll was in the field last week, just as the public impeachment hearings were starting. And what we see is that right now, 53% of New Yorkers support impeaching and removing President Trump from office, compared to 44% of New Yorkers who oppose it. Down a little bit from last month. Last month, it was 55-38. So what's the difference? No difference with Democrats, who overwhelmingly support impeachment and removal. No difference with Republicans, who overwhelmingly oppose impeachment and removal. Independents made a change. Last month, independents were virtually break even on this question. Right now, by a 22-point margin, 59-37%, independents say they oppose impeachment and removal.
How has that changed, and would you categorize it as a significant shift to the other direction?
Well, certainly it was a significant shift among independent voters. Look, we live in a society right now, in a country, in a state, where Democrats believe one thing and Republicans believe another thing. You know, you watch the impeachment hearings and you listen to Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes, and you feel like you're living in two completely different universes. Well, independents right now in New York are siding a little bit more with Republicans than they are with Democrats on the question of impeachment.
What about the president's favorability ratings? You always ask about that.
Sure, we do. And he ticked up a few points, but he's still significantly underwater. Right now, 32% of New Yorkers say they view Donald Trump favorably. More than twice as many, 65%, view him unfavorably. Last month, he was at 30-67. So a little bit of an uptick, but not very much.
Now, New York could be a state in play when it comes for the Democratic primary in 2020. That will still likely, with the amount of candidates, be going strong. What do we see as far as a front runner and movement amongst the Democratic candidates?
Sure. Well, right now, Joe Biden is the front runner in New York. Last month, when Sienna asked Democrats how they felt about it, it was a dead even tie between Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, with 21% of Democrats supporting each candidate last month. Well, this month, Biden has picked up. Warren has fallen. 24% of Democrats say they are supporting the former vice president. 14% of Democrats say they're with Elizabeth Warren, 13% with Sanders.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.